Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org. And joining us now is Maria Luisa Mendoza, who's director of Brazil's Network for Social Justice and Human Rights, as well as a professor in the International Relations Department at the University of Rio de Janeiro. Welcome to Background Briefing, Maria Luisa Mendoza.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you.
I imagine, along with yourself, Brazilians are feeling very, very depressed that so much of their cultural heritage was destroyed in a fire in the Brazil's National Museum that destroyed about 90% of the museum's collection, I understand. And on top of that, the building itself apparently wasn't insured. So what's your sense of how much of a loss this is for the country and for its own kind of, I guess, morale would be the only word I could think of?
Yeah, it's a huge loss, you know, for us now, everybody who is concerned about culture, science, for the past generations that for 200 years, so many people worked to collect materials for the museums. It had 20 million items, documents, things that now are completely lost. Lots of information about indigenous culture, indigenous language that will never be available again. Archaeological materials of, you know, from millions of years, fossils that were the most important archaeological materials found in Latin America. It was the most important museum of that type in Latin America, anthropological material as well. So for future generations, and also, you know, the respect for, you know, so many people who have worked to collect this amazing material that is now totally lost.
And I imagine there are recriminations and blame, but where would you place the blame?
Well, the government, the current coup government, after the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff, we had an illegitimate government that orchestrated a parliamentary coup. And one of the reasons for that was to implement austerity measures and cut investments in education and culture in many types of social programs. So the museum was not receiving enough funding for 2 years, and it didn't need as much funding. You know, it was not very expensive. And if we compare with other costs, you know, the amount of money the government is spending just, you know, with paying the debts and other things. So what the museum needed was actually very little money, and still the government was not funding the museum. And in addition to that, the museum was in a park that is located in an area of the city of Rio where usually low-income people went there. You know, it was a kind of a popular area. It was a very beautiful place in a park. So there was a lot of the neglect also has to do with social class, because, you know, it was accessible to low-income people in Rio, in addition to being a very important place for research and science.
But what would explain that the building wasn't insured?
Yeah, I mean, that is probably part of the situation of neglect, that, you know, there was no concern, no policy to protect the National Museum, and not only the National Museum, but many other important research institutions in Brazil are also at risk. So this is the result of austerity measures, policies that prioritize cuts in social programs, and you know, the typical neoliberal policies that cut investments in education, in healthcare, in social programs to prioritize paying the debt and benefiting the private sector.
So the other thing that's alarming and depressing about this horrible loss of all this national heritage and cultural past of Brazil, which are treasures for the whole world to sense the loss of, the museum itself didn't have a sprinkler system. There was no way to stop the fire in its early stages, as most certainly buildings with such treasures and artifacts would have them. So what would explain why there was no sprinkler system? And that presumably goes back further than the 2 years that you're talking about under this new illegitimate government, as you refer to it, its austerity regime.
Yeah, but just to give you an idea, there was no water. There was no water for the firefighters to try to control the fire, you know. So, yes, you were right. I mean, that is a history of neglect. But the situation got worse in general, not just for the National Museum, but for all research institutions since the coup 2 years ago. So, I think you were right. You know, there was no real concern about the amount of documents and important material that is now lost. But still, you know, what we have been seeing now, the interviews with the director of the museum and other people who worked at the institution was that the situation got worse because of this recent policies.
But why was there no water for the fire brigade to put out the fire?
Yeah, this is something that nobody can explain now. There are many questions that we don't know yet. It's a very large building, and the whole thing went on fire and was totally destroyed in 2 hours. You know, how the fire spread so quickly. Nobody knows how the fire started, what caused the fire. Nobody understands why there was no water in the building. So there are many questions that we don't know. We don't know if it was a criminal fire, if it started in one place and spread out very quickly, or if it started in several places. So, you know, there are lots of questions still that we don't know. We have to wait and find out.
Well, explain for our audience, if you will, Maria Luisa Mendoza, why you refer to this government as illegitimate, because Lula, of course, is serving a 12-year prison sentence for corruption and money laundering. So it's obvious that the country not only has lost its cultural heritage, 200 years of collecting artifacts, including, of course, apparently the 12,000-year-old fossil called Luisa, which is the oldest dated skeleton in the Americas. And I've been reading responses from the average Brazilians who refer to this loss as, for us Brazilians, Luisa is the ultimate Brazilian. So, well, let's touch on that first before we get into the politics.
Yes, what many people have been saying is that, for example, this fossil and other materials like that resisted for millions of years and were preserved for millions of years, but they didn't resist neoliberalism. They didn't resist austerity measures, you know. So this was the sentiment that I see, you know, many people talking about. So when what happened with the impeachment was that the Workers' Party had been winning consecutive elections for over 12 years, for four elections. And the reason we called a coup against former President Dilma Rousseff was that there was no crime involved. She was not involved in any crime. The public prosecutor had cleared her of all charges, and the parliament went ahead and impeached her anyway for something that most Brazilians don't even understand, for a very common budgetary measure that the previous governments used to balance the budget. You know, they were delaying payments to public banks to fund social programs, which was a very common practice in previous administrations. But in that case, the parliament impeached her anyway. And our evaluation is that the main reasons for the impeachment were, first of all, for a conservative government to take power and implement those types of policies. And then the second reason is because former President Dilma Rousseff was giving more freedom to the federal police to investigate cases of corruption. So we have now we have people in power who face very serious charges of corruption, but, you know, they're not in jail. And at the same time, we have the most popular leader in the country, Lula, in jail in a case that said there is no actual evidence against, you know, the case is all based in one testimony of someone who didn't present any evidence that Lula was involved in corruption. So he's been accused of receiving an apartment as a bribe from a construction company, but there is no document showing that he owns the apartment. He never spent any time in the apartment. He never used the apartment in any way. So, you know, I think that what is happening now is that because the right-wing parties were not able to win elections for so many years, the only way for them to stay in power is through, you know, repression and using those types of maneuvers to stay in power. You know, and then, I mean, this is happening in other countries in Latin America as well. We saw this happen in Paraguay, in Honduras. So this type of soft coup, like many people say.
Well, obviously, there's also in Nicaragua, you've got a government that's holding on, that's deeply unpopular and is using the most brutal repression of its people. It hasn't gotten that bad in Brazil, but there is a presidential election in a month's time, is there not? And what kind of impact would this tragic loss of the National Museum have on the upcoming presidential elections, do you think?
Yeah, well, Lula is the most popular leader now. If we had elections now and if he was able to run, he would win very easily. And the second one, Lula has about 40% now of intentions of voters. And then the second one is an extreme right-wing candidate called Bolsonaro, who is an open fascist. And he talks about, you know, getting rid of public education in Brazil, getting rid of museums, you know, shooting people on the street, going back to the military dictatorship. He's an open fascist. He talks openly against women, against LGBT people, against black people. So this is the sentiment that it started to grow after the coup, after the impeachment of President Dilma. You know, we have those far-right wing forces that started to gain more space, more political space. And this is what happens when you undermine democracy, like what happened after the impeachment with the coup. Then all the institutions in the country suffered, you know, the cultural institutions, the political institutions, all of that. So this is the danger that we face now in the coming election.
Well, Bolsonaro, who's a former army officer, he's now the front runner, is he not? He's ahead in the polls, and you refer to him as a fascist. He did go on national TV and said the police officers who killed 10, 15, or 20 people should be rewarded, not punished. Sounds like a pretty alarming person. So how come he's ahead in the polls? Is it because the opposition candidate is in a jail cell?
No, I mean, Lula has 40% in the polls. Lula is ahead in the polls.
Right.
And if he can't run, the candidate that he supports might ended up winning, you know, because hopefully he was going to transfer this 40% of votes to a progressive candidate. This is the hope. But the danger is that this far-right candidate has about 15% in the polls. So, you know, still Lula could win easily. So most people in Brazil don't want this person, but it's still very alarming that 15% of voters are saying that they would vote for such a dangerous person.
Right, but without Lula, apparently, Bolsonaro is ahead, and the latest polls actually say he's between 20 and 22%. So without your front runner, if Lula can't run from his jail cell, this guy could be the next president of Brazil, this fascist.
Exactly. And this is the, I think that's the irony, because this is the risk that, let's say, the traditional right-wing parties and the neoliberal politicians and forces in Brazil that supported the coup, now, you know, what we have is the possibility of a far-right fascist government. So nobody knows what's going to happen. We still have some time between now and in the election. But, yeah, it's a huge risk for the country.
Well, I thank you for joining us here today, Maria Luisa Mendoza.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
And again, I've been speaking with Maria Luisa Mendoza, who's director of Brazil's Network for Social Justice and Human Rights, as well as a professor in the International Relations Department at the University of Rio de Janeiro. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program's available for podcasting at backgroundbriefing.org. We can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.